Good morning and happy Easter. There are a few minor changes to the confession sequence this morning from what those of you who attend all the time are used to. So please pay close attention to your bulletins this morning. For example, the moment of silent confession does not come before the prayer of confession, it comes in the middle. And then you'll notice that the assurance of pardon has slightly different wording from usual. So I just had to change it up on Easter Sunday, right, of all mornings. Immediately following our worship service this morning, please feel free to go out front and take pictures, if you have not already done so, of your family and friends in front of the flowered crosses. We would love for you to post your pictures on the FPC Dalton Connect Facebook page, or if you aren't connected to that, please email them to our church office so that we can include them on our website and on that Facebook page. Speaking of the church office, we will be closed tomorrow because I plan to take a 36-hour long nap beginning tomorrow evening and ending Tuesday morning. We will be back up and running once I get back on Tuesday. Next Saturday, April 26th, the Deo Clinic will host a concert at 7 p.m., which will feature award-winning songwriters and performers Scott Jackson, Kate Neal, and Spatial Effects. If you are interested in volunteering at this event, please contact the church office. Finally, we will finish out the month of April with our Selvage Street Forum on Wednesday, April 30th at 7 p.m. in the Martin House. Professor Jane Sample will lead a conversation with Pam Partain on what's so great about Gatsby, revisiting Fitzgerald's masterpiece 100 years later. So grab your favorite copy of The Great Gatsby, reread it, peruse it, and come ready for a wonderful conversation in a comfortable setting. Do we have any other announcements for the good of everyone? Then as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship, the peace of Christ be with you all.
Please stand for the call to worship. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And let us pray. Alleluia. We praise you, O God, for the power of your saving love revealed in the resurrection of our Savior. God of endless life, in the light of this glorious day, we see the dawning of your new creation. Give us wonder and delight to enjoy this day that you have made through Jesus Christ, our living Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Since sin and death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, all will be made alive in Christ. Trusting in that promise of God, let us confess our sin. Gracious God, we have heard the good news, how on the third day Christ rose again. You rolled away the stone from the tomb.
Still, you look the living among the dead.
You sent messengers to proclaim the gospel. You were faithful to your promise. You have done wonderful things. And continuing together, when Christ comes to reign, he will put an end to every ruler, every power, every authority. He will put every enemy under his feet, and the last enemy to be destroyed is death. As we await that great and glorious day, we rejoice in the good news of the gospel.
You may be seated. I'd like to invite all the children who are here to gather with me up front. Come on up. There we go. Oh, we got room? We got plenty of room. Besides, I have a mission for you all. Now, some of you weren't here with us in September, but in September, I was installed as the pastor of this church. And if you were here, a few of you were, you might remember that a friend of mine from Decatur brought a little cutout colored picture of Jesus. Do you remember that? And she hid it. She made me close my eyes, and she hid it somewhere in the sanctuary, and she said, "Where's Jesus?" And I had to go around and find it. And you remember that? Well, ever since then, I have kept, yes, you've seen it. I've kept him right here with me all the time so that I never forget to look for Jesus. But he's missing. Yes, he's missing. He's supposed to be right here. He sticks right out of this sleeve every Sunday when I'm up here in the pulpit, and he looks at me and he's waving and like smiling. And I'm like, there's Jesus. But he's gone. He's missing, and I don't know where he is. And we've got a lot of new faces in here, and so what I'm hoping is that maybe one of them has seen Jesus. Do you guys think you could help me? Because I can't go around and ask every single person. It's going to take too long. Would you guys go around, and I need you to talk to every person in the room and ask them if they have seen Jesus. Would you do that for me, please? And if you find him, just come on back down. Yep, ask everybody. Go see if we can find Jesus. Make sure you get everybody. We have no idea where he might be. Hi. Hi. Nope, we're done. Nope, not going to do it. There's a whole bunch of people upstairs in the balcony, too. We can't forget them. Use the rail and walk slowly. There we go. They're all coming up. Oh, say that again, nice and loud, so everyone can hear.
I have seen Jesus. He is risen.
Hold him up. Hold him up. Will you bring him back? Right now. Come on back, Jesus. No, I'm just kidding. Good job. Oh. Come here. Walk slowly. That was very graceful. You did that very well. There we go. Come on back down. It's okay. Are you hurt?
Mama.
No? Here.
Two of them.
Yeah.
That were my age.
Oh, thank you so much. We've got Jesus. There we go. Woohoo! So what is today?
Easter.
Today's Easter, and what do we celebrate?
And candy day.
Oh, it's definitely candy day.
And yep.
And some of you have some eggs with you. I see that.
They said, it's even egg day.
Yeah, it is egg day. Yep. So, what do we celebrate on Easter Sunday?
Jesus
being risen. Exactly. And thank you so much for your help. That was wonderful. So Jesus died this week, didn't he? We talked about that a little bit here in church. He died on Friday on a cross.
Today.
Yep, nope, and he didn't die today. Today, they went looking for him.
Today
is the day that he came alive again. Exactly. They went looking for him in that tomb. And those of you that were there at the Easter egg hunt yesterday, we had all those little eggs,
yes,
and each one had a little something inside of it. Yeah, yesterday he was still dead, right? And we talked about that. And one of those eggs had a little rock in it. So each one had a symbol of like a donkey for Palm Sunday, and it had the cup for Thursday, and we kept going through the story.
And then the angel was trying to get him alive, then he came alive.
Exactly, and the angel was there to say, he's not here anymore. That little stone, well, it was a really big stone in real life, but we had a little bitty one in our egg. That stone had been rolled away, and he wasn't there. The tomb was empty.
What, was it bigger than the church?
It was not bigger than the church.
Okay,
it was probably about as big as the banner, but round. Something like that. So he's risen. Yay! We get to be happy because he is alive. And it doesn't just mean that he was risen way back then. And it doesn't just mean that he is alive back then. It means that he is still alive and he is still with us. Will you pray with me? Okay. And this is a repeat after me prayer. Feel free to join in. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus. We are sad that he died. But thank you, God. He is alive. We praise you, God. Father, Spirit, and risen Son, help us to love as Jesus loves. In his name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go back to our places.
Thank you.
As we prepare to hear God's word for us in Scripture, let us pray. Living God, by your Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see the new light of this day. Open our lips to tell of the empty tomb. Open our hearts to believe the good news. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 65. Listen for God's word. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and I will delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Our scripture lesson from the Gospel of John comes from chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Listen now for the word of God. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I know that some of you do not cry, or at least hardly ever cry. I know this because you've told me. I also know that some of you, like for me, tears flow easily and often. For those of you not as familiar, let me describe some of the various kinds of tears. There is the soft kind of tear that just barely wets your eyes at the suggestion of something touching, a kind note or a sweet word from a friend. There are the tears of release during times of stress or anxiety or even anger. These tears come from a buildup of repressed emotion that can do nothing more than spill over, stinging as they exit. There are tears of joy, of course, often mixed with laughter at some great news or the realization of something long awaited. These are the tears that I wish for all of you. What I hope you have never experienced are the kind of tears I imagine Mary experienced the night her beloved Savior died on the cross. The tears that continued to come in waves throughout the following day and into the long night outside his tomb. These are the tears of utter desperation and despair. They begin as weeping as you wrestle with the disbelief that what just happened really happened. Then they intensify until your body shakes. Your eyelids clench together tightly, trying to regain some control. You try to steady your breathing, but the waves of tears come on stronger and stronger. That's when the moaning begins. It's a sound you never imagined could have come from your own body. It surprises you at first, but it cannot be suppressed. The waves of tears and moans build until you begin to heave. You may even gag as you fall to your knees, expending the last amount of bodily energy you have left. At that point, the only tears you have left fall gently once more. You've exhausted yourself completely until you're back, once again, to weeping. I believe this is the state that Mary was in when a man approached her and said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She doesn't even look up at him. She doesn't have the strength. She can barely speak after running back into town early that morning to let the others know of the empty tomb. An unforgivable insult added to unbearable injury. But she manages to get just enough words out through her tear-stained lips. "They've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." At this, her shoulders sink, and another single tear escapes down her cheek. She barely lifts her eyes to gaze upon this intruder who disturbs her grief with dumb questions. "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She figures he must be the gardener. She can barely see his face through the salty glaze over her eyes. She's not in the mood for polite conversation, so she gets straight to the point. "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." In other words, stop wasting my time. Mary. That's all it took. Instantly, everything that had happened since Thursday was erased from her mind. Her limp and weary limbs filled with adrenaline. Energy surged through her all at once as her eyes instantly cleared and locked onto his. "Rabboni." She lunges toward him, desperate to take hold of him, to make sure he's real, to keep him with her just a moment longer, to feel the comforting presence of his tangible presence once more. But his presence does not belong to her. Jesus has a job for her, and in his words, everything has changed. Those who have followed him are no longer mere disciples, mere students, and Mary is no longer to be quietly in the background of the events that play out around her. She is the first apostle, the first one charged to speak the good news of Jesus' resurrection. He is alive, yet not ascended. She must go, not to disciples, but to the very brethren of Christ himself. Can you sense the change in the atmosphere? We who have wept and labored and followed and deserted and denied and betrayed, we are brothers and sisters now. We are joint heirs in this new world where death is not the final answer. No matter how hopeless things may seem, no matter what the future holds, no matter how desperate the night becomes, hope has been resurrected from the dust and the ash. The light of the world has and is and will continue to push back the evils of this world until all things are made new. This is not the promise of some distant Armageddon, This is not some lyrical, symbolic, wishful thinking. Jesus is alive. We want desperately to reach out and grasp him. We want to gaze into his eyes to see the flecks of color explode from his pupils. We want to see and believe as did the one whom Jesus loved. We want to put our fingers in the wounds and kiss the hem of his robe. In the meantime, we see his gaze in the faces of our neighbors, all of them. We embrace him as we do a friend. We hold his hands at the bedside of a hospital patient. We, like Mary, have a job to do. She has seen the risen Lord in the flesh, and she has a message for us. We are no longer followers, but brothers and sisters. If there are any tears left in our eyes, they are met with singing and mingled with laughter. They bubble up and pour out willingly now. There is no holding them back. They are spirit-filled. Christ is alive. Let the tears of joy flow freely through this and every age till earth and sky and ocean ring with joy, with justice, love, and praise. May it be so. Amen and amen. Please join me as we affirm our faith together using the words printed in your bulletin. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved, if we hold it fast, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, and that he appeared first to the women, then to Peter, and to the 12, and then to many faithful witnesses. We believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is our Lord and our God. Amen. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord, before we call, you answer. Before we speak, you know our words. Let there be joy in Jerusalem and peace among all nations. Living God, hear our prayer. Make this world your new creation. Let sounds of weeping and cries of distress turn to shouts of joy and laughter. Living God, hear our prayer. Make this world your new creation. Let infants grow and thrive. Let the old dance like children. Living God, hear our prayer. Make this your new creation. Let every person find a home and enjoy the fruit of their labor. Living God, hear our prayer. Make this world your new creation. Let the wolf and the lamb live in peace. Let no one hurt or destroy another. Living God, hear our prayer. Make this world your new creation. Show us, O God, the holy mountain you have prepared, the new heaven and the new earth you have promised, so that we may be glad and rejoice in your presence forever. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, we belong to Christ. All things are his, for he is Lord of all. Let us present our tithes and our offerings in gratitude for all that he has done for us.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We praise you, O God, and give you thanks that you have given such joy, such grace, and such hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Let our lives be proof of that good news. Let all our words and actions, our love and service bear witness to your resurrection power. For the sake of our living Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, you are witnesses to the resurrection. You are messengers of the gospel. Go out with joy and tell of the good news, preaching love to all you meet. May God's grace and peace surround all who have an undying love for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And all God's people said, Amen.